This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 251 for Wednesday, February 5th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Wednesday morning following sharp declines in the Chicago soy complex. The March canola contract gives up $5.70 at $641.50 per ton, and the May contract loses $5.10 at $649.40 per ton. Additional pressure is coming from losses in European rapeseed, but slight increases in Malaysian palm oil are tempering further losses. Declines in crude oil are weighing on vegetable oil values. Despite the pullback in canola, the oilseeds March contract is holding above its major moving averages. In the longer term, tightening supplies will continue to underpin canola. However, ongoing uncertainty over tariffs next month is keeping some caution in the market. Stat Canada is scheduled to release its report on grain stocks as of December 31st on Friday. The Canadian dollar is higher on Wednesday morning, with the loonie rising to 69.96 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 69.71. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for 330,000 tons of new crop corn to Mexico. The U.S. Energy Information Administration will issue its ethanol report, with production expected to be down from last week. With the Trump administration imposing an additional 10% tariff on imports from China, the Chinese government retaliated with levies of 10 and 15% on a variety of U.S. goods that are to start next week. Ongoing dry conditions in Argentina are posing a threat to the country's soybean and corn crops. Sovicon increases its call on Russian wheat exports by 1.9 million tons to now 38.3 million. The European Commission says EU wheat exports so far this marketing year are 12.5 million tons, down nearly 37% from this time last year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Wednesday morning. The March contract falls 14 cents at $10.61 per bushel. March soy oil drops 8-tenths of a cent at 44.96 cents per pound. March soy meal gives up $2.50 at $311.50 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn is down 2.5 cents at $4.92 per bushel. March oats lose 2 cents at $3.57.5. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago March adds 3 cents at $5.80. Kansas City March climbs 6 cents at $6.01. And Minneapolis March adds 9 cents at $6.30.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, February 5th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.